Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 63, and it is a Whisperpedia episode, which will be focusing solely on the mysterious island of Rapa Nui, which is better known as Easter Island. I was inspired to do this topic because I recently watched a documentary about Easter Island, and there were two things that stood out to me. The island has a very interesting history, and it is best known for having those huge stone statues. So I was definitely fascinated by the curious history of the island. And then I noticed that I really enjoyed hearing the words Rapa Nui. So I figured maybe this will make for a good Whisperpedia episode. All right. So, here are some curiosities you're going to learn about as I read from the Wikipedia article titled Easter Island. Why is it called Easter Island? What does Rapa Nui mean? How many of those enormous statues are on the island? What are those statues actually called? Why were the statues created in the first place? Why are many of the statues now lying face down? What specific animal contributed to the extinction of multiple plant species on the island? What other factors contributed to the extinction of 21 species of trees and all the species of land birds? What happened to the large population which once lived on the island? And there are also plenty of perhaps less interesting aspects, which may put you to sleep. I hope you enjoy it. All right, here are some select sections from the Wikipedia article titled Easter Island. The article begins with an overview. Easter Island, also known as Rapa Nui or Isla de Pascua, is a Chilean island in the southeastern Pacific Ocean at the southeasternmost point of the Polynesian Triangle. Easter Island is famous for its 887 extant monumental statues called Moai, created by the early Rapa Nui people. In 1995, UNESCO named Easter Island a World Heritage Site, with much of the island protected within Rapa Nui National Park. Polynesian people most likely settled on Easter Island sometime between 700 and 1100 Common Era, and created a thriving and industrious culture, as evidenced by the island's numerous, enormous stone statues called Moai and other artifacts. However, human activity, the introduction of the Polynesian rat, and overpopulation led to gradual deforestation and extinction of natural resources, which severely weakened the Rapa Nui civilization. By the time of European arrival in 1722, the island's population had dropped to 2,000 to 3,000 people, from an estimated high of approximately 15,000 people just a century earlier. European diseases and Peruvian slave raiding in the 1860s further reduced the Rapa Nui population to a low of only 111 inhabitants in 1877. Easter Island is one of the most remote inhabited islands in the world. The nearest inhabited land, which had around 50 residents in 2013, is Pitcairn Island, which is 2,075 kilometers or 1,289 miles away. The nearest town, with a population over 500, is Rikitia on the island of Mangareva, 2,606 kilometers, or 1,619 miles away. The nearest continental point lies just in central Chile, 3,512 kilometers, or 2,182 miles away. Easter Island is a special territory of Chile that was annexed in 1888. Administratively, it belonged to the Valparaiso region, and more specifically, it is the only commune of the province Isla de Pascua. According to the 2012 Chilean census, the island has about 5,800 residents, of whom some 60% are descendants of the Aboriginal Rapa Nui. The name Easter Island was given by the island's first recorded European visitor, the Dutch explorer Jacob Roggeveen, who encountered it on Easter Sunday, April 5th, in 1722, while searching for Davis or David's Island. Roggeveen named it Pasch Island, 18th century Dutch for Easter Island. The island's official Spanish name, Isla de Pascua, also means Easter Island. The current Polynesian name of the island, Rapa Nui, which means Big Rapa, was coined after the slave raids of the early 1860s and refers to the island's topographic resemblance to the island of Rapa in the base islands of the Austral Islands group. However, Norwegian ethnographer Thor Heyerdahl argued that Rapa was the original name of Easter Island, and that Rapa Iti was named by refugees from there. Islanders are referred to in Spanish as Pascuense. However, it is common to refer to members of the indigenous community as Rapa Nui. Early history. Estimated dates of initial settlement of Easter Island have ranged from 300 to 1200 Common Era, approximately coinciding with the arrival of the first settlers in Hawaii. Rectifications in radiocarbon dating have changed almost all of the previously posited early settlement dates in Polynesia. Rapa Nui is now considered to have been settled in the narrower range of 700 to 1100 Common Era. Ongoing archaeological studies suggest a still later date. Radiocarbon dates for the earliest stratigraphic layers at Anakina, Easter Island, and analysis of previous radiocarbon dates imply that the island was colonized late, about 1200 CE. Significant ecological impacts and major cultural investments in monumental architecture and statuary thus began soon after initial settlement. According to oral tradition, the first settlement was at Anakina. Researchers have noted that the Kalita-Anakina landing point provides the island's best shelter from prevailing swells, as well as a sandy beach for canoe landings and launchings, so it appeals as a likely early place of settlement. However, this conclusion contradicts radiocarbon dating, according to which other sites preceded Anakina by many years, especially the Tahe, whose radiocarbon dates precede Anakina's by several centuries. The island was most likely populated by Polynesians who navigated in canoes or catamarans from the Gambier Islands or the Marquesas Islands. According to some theories, such as the Polynesian diaspora theory, there is a possibility that early Polynesian settlers arrived from South America due to their remarkable sea navigation abilities. Theorists have supported this through the agricultural evidence of the sweet potato. The sweet potato was a favorite crop found among Polynesian society for generations. But the origins of the sweet potato trace back to South America, providing evidence of interaction at some point in time between these two geographic areas. When Jim Cook visited the island, one of his crew members, a Polynesian from Bora Bora, was able to communicate with the Rapa Nui. The language most similar to Rapa Nui is Mangarevan, with an estimated 80% similarity in vocabulary. In 1999, a voyage with reconstructed Polynesian boats was able to reach Easter Island from Mangareva in 19 days. According to oral traditions recorded by missionaries in the 1860s, the island originally had a strong class system with an ariki, or high chief, wielding great power over 9 other clans and their respective chiefs. The high chief was the eldest descendant through firstborn lines of the island's legendary founder, Otumatua. The most visible element in the culture was the production of massive statues called moai that some believed represented deified ancestors. According to National Geographic, most scholars suspect that the moai were created to honor ancestors chiefs, or other important personages. However, no written and little oral history exists on the island, so it's impossible to be certain. It was believed that the living had a symbiotic relationship with the dead, in which the dead provided everything that the living needed: health, fertility of land and animals, fortune, etc. And the living, through offerings, provided the dead with a better place in the spirit world. Most settlements were located on the coast, and most moai were erected along the coastline, watching over their descendants in the settlements before them, with their backs toward the spirit world in the sea. Jared Diamond suggested that cannibalism took place on Easter Island after the construction of the moai contributed to environmental degradation when extreme deforestation destabilized an already precarious ecosystem. Archaeological record shows that at the time of the initial settlement, the island was home to many species of trees, including at least three species, which grew up to 15 meters, or 49 feet, or higher. Pascalocos, possibly the largest palm tree in the world at the time, Elphitonia sisyphoides, and Heliocarpus rarotongensis, as well as at least six species of native land birds. A major factor that contributed to the extinction of multiple plant species was the introduction of the Polynesian rat. Studies by paleobotanists have shown rats can dramatically affect the reproduction of vegetation in an ecosystem. In the case of Rapa Nui, recovered plant shell seeds showed markings of being gnawed on by rats. Barbara A. West wrote, "Sometime before the arrival of Europeans on Easter Island, the Rapa Nui experienced a tremendous upheaval in their social system brought about by a change in their island's ecology. By the time of European arrival in 1722, the island's population had dropped to 2,000 to 3,000 from a high of approximately 15,000 just a century earlier. By that time, 21 species of trees and all species of land birds became extinct through some combination of over-harvesting, over-hunting, rat predation, and climate change. The island was largely deforested, and it did not have any trees more than 3 meters or 10 feet tall. Loss of large trees meant that residents were no longer able to build seaworthy vessels, significantly diminishing their fishing abilities. One theory regarding the deforestation that caused such ecological and social damage was that the trees were used as rollers to move the statues to their place of erection from the quarry of Rano Raraku. Deforestation also affected agricultural production on Rapa Nui. At first, the native tropical forests provided ideal shade cover for soil. But with many of the native forests being destroyed, the topsoil became eroded, causing a sharp decline in agricultural production. This was further exacerbated by the loss of land birds and the collapse in seabird populations as a potential source of food. By the 18th century, residents of the island were largely sustained by farming, with domestic chickens as the primary source of protein. As the island became overpopulated and resources diminished, warriors known as Matatoa gained more power and the ancestor cult ended, making way for the Birdman cult. Beverly Hahn wrote, "The concept of mana, power, invested in hereditary leaders, was recast into the person of the Birdman, apparently beginning around 1540, and coinciding with the final vestiges of the Moai period. This cult maintained that, although the ancestors still provided for their descendants, the medium through which the living could contact the dead was no longer statues, but human beings chosen through a competition. The god responsible for creating humans, Makemek, played an important role in this process. Catherine Rutledge, who systematically collected the island's traditions in her 1919 expedition, showed that the competitions for Birdman started around 1760. After the arrival of the first Europeans, and ended in 1878 with the construction of the first church by Roman Catholic missionaries who formally arrived in 1864. Petroglyphs representing birdmen on Easter Island are exactly the same as some in Hawaii, indicating that this concept was probably brought by the original settlers. Only the competition itself was unique to Easter Island. European accounts from 1722 and 1770 mention standing statues, but Cook's 1774 expedition noted that several Moai were lying face down, having been toppled in war. According to Diamond and Heyerdahl's version of the island's history, the Hui Moai statue toppling continued into the 1830s as a part of fierce internal wars. By 1838, the only standing Moai were on the slopes of Rano Raraku, in Hoa Hakananis, in Orongo, in Ariki Paro, in Ahu Te Pitu Kura. A study headed by Douglas Owsley, published in 1994, asserted that there is little archaeological evidence of pre-European societal collapse. Bone pathology and osteometric data from islanders of that period clearly suggest few fatalities can be attributed directly to violence. The first recorded European contact with the island was on April 5th, Easter Sunday, 1722, when Dutch navigator Jacob Roggeveen visited the island for a week and estimated a population of 2,000 to 3,000 inhabitants. The number may have been greater, since some may have been frightened into hiding by a misunderstanding that led Roggeveen's men to fire on the natives, killing more than a dozen and wounding several more. The next foreign visitors, on November 15, 1770, were two Spanish ships, San Lorenzo and Santa Rosalia. The Spanish reported the island as largely uncultivated, whose seashore was lined with stone statues. 4 years later, in 1774, British explorer James Cook visited Easter Island. He reported that some statues had fallen over. The British ship, HMS Blossom, arrived in 1825 and reported seeing no standing statues. Easter Island was approached many times during the 19th century, but by then the islanders had become openly hostile to any attempt to land, and very little new information was reported before the 1860s. A series of devastating events killed or removed most of the population in the 1860s. In December 1862, Peruvian slave raiders struck. Violent abductions continued for several months, eventually capturing around 1,500 men and women, half of the island's population. Among those captured were the island's paramount chief, his heir, and those who knew how to read and write the Rongo Rongo script, the only Polynesian script to have been found to date. Although serious debate exists about whether this is proto-writing or true writing, when the slave raiders were forced to repatriate the people they had kidnapped, carriers of smallpox disembarked together with a few survivors on each of the islands. This created devastating epidemics from Easter Island to the Marquesas Islands. Easter Island's population was reduced to the point where some of the dead were not even buried. tuberculosis, introduced by whalers in the mid-19th century, had largely killed several islanders when the first Christian missionary, Eugene Aerurod, died from this disease in 1867. About a quarter of the island's population succumbed along with him. In the following years, the managers of the sheep ranch and the missionaries started buying the newly available lands of the deceased, and this led to great confrontations between natives and settlers. Jean-Baptiste Dutrobonnier bought up all of the island apart from the missionaries' area around Hangaroa and moved a few hundred Rapa Nui to Tahiti to work for its backers. In 1871, the missionaries, having fallen out with Dutrobonnier, evacuated all but 171 Rapa Nui to the Gambier Islands. Those who remained were mostly older men. 6 years later, only 111 people lived on Easter Island, and only 36 of them had any offspring. From that point on, the island's population slowly recovered. But with over 97% of the population dead or gone in less than a decade, much of the island's cultural knowledge had been lost. Alexander Salmon Jr., a son of an English Jewish merchant and a Pomare dynasty princess, eventually worked to repatriate workers from his inherited copra plantation. He eventually bought up all lands on the island, with the exception of the mission, and was its sole employer. He worked to develop tourism on the island, and was the principal informant for the British and German archaeological expeditions for the island. He sent several pieces of genuine Rongo Rongo to his niece's husband, the German consul in Valparaiso. Salmon sold the Brander Easter Island holdings to the Chilean government in 1888 and signed as a witness to the cession of the island. He returned to Tahiti in December of that year. He effectively ruled the island from 1878 until his cession to Chile in 1888. Easter Island was annexed by Chile on September 9, 1888, by Policarpo Toro by means of the Treaty of Annexation of the Island. Toro, then representing the government of Chile, signed with Adamo Tequina, designated king by the Chilean government after the paramount chief and his heir had died. The validity of this treaty is still contested by some Rapa Nui. Officially, Chile purchased the nearly all-encompassing Mason Brander sheep ranch, comprised from lands purchased from the descendants of Rapa Nui who died during the epidemics and then claim sovereignty over the island. Until the 1960s, the surviving Rapa Nui were confined to Hangaroa. The rest of the island was rented to the Williamson Balfour Company as a sheep farm until 1953. The island was then managed by the Chilean Navy until 1966, at which point the island was reopened in its entirety. In 1966, the Rapa Nui were given Chilean citizenship. Following the 1973 Chilean coup d'etat that brought Augusto Pinochet to power, Easter Island was placed under martial law. Tourism slowed down, and private property was restored. During his time in power, Pinochet visited Easter Island on three occasions. The military built a number of new military facilities and a new city hall. After an agreement in 1985 between Chile and the United States, the runway at Mataveri International Airport was enlarged and was inaugurated in 1987. Pinochet is reported to have refused to attend the inauguration in protest of pressures from the United States to attend human rights cases. 21st century. Fishers of Rapa Nui have shown their concern of illegal fishing on the islands. Since the year 2000, we started to lose tuna, which is the basis of the fishing on the island. So then we began to take the fish from the shore to feed our families. But in less than 2 years, we depleted it all, Paparotti said. On July 30th, 2007, a constitutional reform gave Easter Island and the Juan Fernandez Islands the status of special territories of Chile. Pending the enactment of a special charter, the island continued to be governed as a province of the V region of Valparaiso. I hope you are deeply relaxed and have wonderful dreams. Good night. Sleep well.